Okay, this coming week, which is the first week of Tav Shin Pei, we're going to have the honor and privilege of studying Parashas Vayelech, a very short, but don't let short be misconstrued as unimportant Parsha. The Parsha begins, Vayelech Moshe, Moshe went, Vaydaber. Where did Moshe go? What words did he speak? So the Kli Yakar explains that typically a person doesn't see his own faults and will not go of his own accord to seek guidance for tshuva. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went around the tents of Am Yisrael to encourage each and every person to go engage in tshuva. I remember the great Rav Meir Orlian Shlita commented that this is what the Pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe, that Moshe went. He actively went around and he taught B'nai Yisrael the lessons of tshuva. And about the Darchei HaTshuva, it's not enough to know that you have to do it. It's important for us to understand how to do it. There are different types of peace. There are different issues. And that's what we say, Eila Hadvarim. These are the words. What are the words? The words of Vidui between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, Bein Adam LaMakom, and the concept of the words of appeasement that a person has to apply, Bein Adam LaChavero. So that's the first thought on Parshas Vayelech. We're also told, Ki Hashem Elokecha, Hu Yeimach, Lo Yarpecha, Velo Yazveka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us. He won't allow you to become weakened, and he won't leave you. Rashi comments to the words, La Yarpecha, that refers to the fact that Hashem will not allow us to be weakened, to be forgotten by him. So Rav Olbitz Atzal asked, how does this differ from the last words, Lo Yazveka, where Hashem promises not to leave us? And so Rav Olbitz explains that Rashi is showing us that the reason Hashem leaves is that we try to let him go. And so the antidote to the problem is just to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the reward for believing in Hashem that Hashem doesn't leave us. It's a natural consequence. If a person strengthens himself with Emunah, Hashem can't leave him. If God is always with you, he's not going to leave you. And thus, Lo Yarpecha V'lo Yazveka. We're also told in the important mitzvah of Hakel Asam Hanashim, Hanashim V'Hataf. Bring the men and the women and the children. And the Gemara in Chagiga asks why we bring the children to Hakel. And the Gemara answers that they are brought, to bring reward to those who bring them. Yet, if you look at the Maharsha, he asks why we ask the question in the first place. The Torah tells us that the people come to Hakel in order to listen and learn. And so he explains the issue here is about bringing children who are too young to listen and learn. And they're still brought so that they can bring reward to those who brought them. But why should those who get nothing out of coming bring a reward to those who bring them? They're serving no purpose in being at Hakel, or so it seems ostensibly they can't listen, they can't learn. What are they doing there? So Rishol Yisraeli Zatzal explains that the influence that a chinuch experience has on a child makes a difference, even if the ability to do the mitzvah, even at a level of chinuch, is not totally understood. That the child is so much a part of the mitzvah that he brings schar to the parents is a mitzvah enough to make an impact on the child to appreciate the experience. That appreciation makes an impression likely to influence a child to do more for the mitzvah in the future. Hakel asam, hanoshim anoshim v'ataf. Bring the children the experience so that in the future they will be at the age of chinuch to learn how to perform the mitzvah. And thereafter they'll be bar chiyuvim, and therefore they will be able to know to do the mitzvah and to follow it through 100%. Later we're going to argue, al-sherein el-okai bekirbi mitzauni haro'osa'ila. It's because Hashem isn't with me that I have these problems. And the Ramban comments that this is somewhat of an incomplete vidui, for while it recognizes that man has sinned, it does not move man back to Hashem. So Rav Gifted Zatzal added that we see that stopping to go down the wrong road is not the same thing as heading down the right one. And that's similar to both the Haftorah, where the Navi notes that we need to return to Hashem, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Bavonecha, because we were tripped up in our sins. Even though we know Ki Chashalta, we still have to Kchui Machem B'Shuvu El Hashem. We're still told we still need to do a second Shuva, or finish the process of Shuva, not just to get rid of our sins, but also to move to Hashem. It's also, says Rav Gifter, similar to the way we daven every day, where we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. That true tshuva shleima, what's shleima? Shleima is lefanecha. True tshuva is recognizing that we are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and another incredible idea for us to consider this point of year. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tells us, V'anochi haster aster panai, I'm going to hide my face on that day. What kind of Hester Panim is being discussed over here? So Rav Shechter Shalita would point out to us that Hester Panim is the process described in Sefer Shir HaShirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu peers through the cracks. In those moments, He can peek and see us, but we can't see Him. It's our job in these moments, noted Rav Shechter to us, to recognize that although we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to recognize that He's there. He's Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. That's Hester Panim. And that's an important lesson for us, especially in Galus, when we have all sorts of questions as to whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really able to understand what's going on. The answer is, Ani Mamin. We know He's there. We see He's there. We can understand that we just have to be Dorish Him to figure out what He wants from us so that we can do the right thing. We're told about Shira Zos La'ed Bivnei Yisrael. This song, which the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, when he begins to discuss the issue of the concept of writing a Sefer Torah, when he says Vata Kisvu Achem Es Hashira Zos, this song refers to the Torah. The Torah is the song. And why does the Torah command us to write a Torah with the command to write a song? Why is the writing of a Torah focused on the writing of Hashira HaZos? So Rav Vosner Zatzal explained that when one studies Torah as an academic pursuit, it's not guaranteed that such a practice will be able to stand up, velosi shachach mi pizaro, that it won't be forgotten from your children. But when there's a shira to Torah, when there's a niggun to the learning, when it's a certain way of life, it's like part of the language, the way that people sing. It's indicative of a certain dveikus to Torah. It's that dveikus that doesn't get forgotten easily, not only for you, but for the children who sing that which you sing as well. And that's what we're told, ki lo si shachach mi pi ezaro. It won't be forgotten from the children. Rav Matisyo Salem and Shalite should have for Shlema pointed out that it's nothing short of miraculous that the Torah hasn't been forgotten. After all, there have been periods in our history that there were edicts against the study of Torah. And other times, where the Torah was burned, and still other times where teaching Torah to your children was forbidden. And notwithstanding, time and time again, Torah has never been forgotten. It has remained alive with us, even in Galus. The sheer existence of Torah and its study, and the sheer existence of the fact that people adhere to the Torah, especially as the Galus extends, is testament daily to the miraculous hand of Hashem and the commitment to lo si shachach mi pi zaro. Finally, in the Haftorah, we make the statement, Kui Mochem Devarim, take worth your words. Why does the person need to take words with him to return to Hashem? What's the role of the tshuva mentioned both before, when we say Shuva Yisrael, and after Veshuvu El Hashem, the taking of the words? So Rabbeinu Lau Shalita explains that often we get the fleeting tshuva thoughts. These thoughts are helpful, but only when we act on them. And so therefore the Navi warns us that when we want to act on the tshuva intentions, we need to take words, the vidui, that is the practical tshuva, and use it to complete the original intent, crystallizing and concretizing it, making our tshuva complete. Kui mochem devarim. Take those words that you promised yourself. Take those resolutions. Make them something that you can follow up on. And Bezos Hashem will be zoche, not only to a wonderful Shabbat Shalom, Yom Shekulo Tov, but also a Gemar Chasima Tova to all.